Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower.
Good afternoon. I am so glad that you joined us today, and it is just such a blessed day just to be here. I am Jackie Showers. I'm your host, and I just thank God for the love affair that he and I share. It is totally beyond compare, and it is just such a great time. I have just been having an awesome, awesome time. We just came off of the throes of 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace prayer boot camp that started last Monday, and we ended last night on Sunday night. So mark your calendars for June 8th, because we do 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace prayer boot camp, the first full week of every month. So it'll go from June 8th all the way to June 14th. So you want to make sure that you're a part of it. It is awesome, and I know sometimes people say it's hard to stay up to 11:59, a minute to midnight, but I assure you it's well worth it. But I'm excited about today. I'm excited about my guest that's on here, and part of my excitement is because I have been intimately involved with this, and I call it a nasty disease. I look at lupus as mimicking fear, and when I say fear, because fear, it's hard to diagnose fear. It comes in many dimensions. It comes in many forms. And as a result, it takes them a long time to make a diagnosis. And and lupus is the same way, because most people don't recognize fear because of the different facets of it. And it's the same way with lupus. But it's a nasty disease. Unfortunately, I have had four family members to succumb to lupus or attributes of lupus. And over the years, my beloved niece, Temperance Gentry, her mother, Portia Gentry, her brother, Leon Gentry, and my sister, Patricia Holmes Ellison. And so our family has been intimately involved with this disease, and probably when most people weren't even knowing about it, my sister Portia was diagnosed in like about 1973. But she suffered from it. And interestingly enough, she didn't really die from lupus. She died from complications from having surgery. The lupus had gone into remission, but it still had left some lingering effects, some residue. And so it's just one of those things that it's a nasty disease. So I'm glad to have our guest here today, Sandra Epps. Sandra Epps, she is an artist and author. Excuse me. She is the founder of Sandy's Land Publishing House and Children's Entertainment Service. She's also the founder of She's Empowered. She also has suffers from lupus, and I don't call diseases people, because they're disease, because I'm pretty sure that they would not own this disease. But she suffers. She's a survivor of systemic lupus erythematosus, and I'm probably saying it wrong, but hey, it's a disease where the immune system attacks both the body, tissue, and organs. And she uses her story of overcoming as a living testimony that others can choose to overcome any obstacle in life. She promotes lupus awareness through her many keynote addresses, lectures, and health panel discussions throughout Michigan. She partners with such organizations as the Lupus Alliance of America and the Latrice Nicole Fagan Memorial Scholarship Fund, an organization that awards scholarships to young adults diagnosed with lupus. She encourages all to transform any form of fear into faith, and that's just some of the things that she does. We're gonna let her talk and tell you some of the things that she's doing. We know this is Lupus Awareness Month. And you know, when my sister Portia was diagnosed with lupus in 1973, there weren't many people who had been diagnosed with lupus. And so it was a lot of things that we didn't know about this disease. And it was a lot of things we learned along the way. And she was, in some respects, almost like a little guinea pig for some for her doctor, because there were and she was willing, because she was in anything that would help somebody else. And she overcame lupus many times, went into remission, and would go and had gone back into remission. And as I said, it's one of those diseases that's just is a nasty disease. But let us bring our guest on instead of me just sitting here rambling. Sandra, I am so glad that you, Sandy, I'm so glad you've come to be with us on today. I want you to just share a little more background about who you are, and I want you to tell us a little bit about the butterfly bash, if you can.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for this opportunity to appear as a guest on your show. I am truly honored and just blessed for any opportunity, and this is a wonderful opportunity. Well, my name is Sandra Epps, and a little bit about myself. I am a professional an artist. I have my BFA in fiber arts. I'm a professional face painter, so that's one of the things that I do. I paint. I am an author. I have two children's books. Imani Has the Most Exciting Dream, which touches on lupus, and it introduces young readers to affirmations and what are affirmations. And also the next book, or the second book, is Girl Power, Discover the Princess Within. I also host a variety of events up under the umbrella of Sandy's Land, which is a publishing house and entertainment venue or business. And one of the things that I host is the Detroit Doll Show, which is all about loving the skin you're in. I've done that for 4 years. And to bring it home to the topic of today, I am a lupus survivor. At the age of 14, I was diagnosed with it. The disease attacked my central nervous system, my kidney, and my heart. I was confined to a wheelchair twice and had to learn how to walk, talk, and eat all over again. So that happened to me as a girl. So I can just remember, you know, I was already dealing with peer pressure, but then had, you know, having to deal with this illness, which no one in my family knew nothing about, just as probably your family member, the first one who actually was diagnosed with it. It was a struggle. It was a struggle, and I struggled with it for a number of years, up into my late 20s, basically 30s. So with that being said, I wanted to do something to make a difference in the lives of people who have struggled with lupus, cancer, sarcoidosis, whatever the case may be, because I kept meeting women who were either dealing with domestic violence, cancer, or lupus. So that's kind of where the She's Empowered stem from. And I wanted to also get word out about lupus, because it's still the least known disease, believe it or not, although it's basically 1.5 million people who are affected by the disease, but it's still the least known disease, and it is still one of the hardest disease to diagnose because it mimics so many other illnesses as well. So long story, back to the She's Empowered. Well, that's the reason why I started the She's Empowered. But underneath the She's Empowered, well, it's the Women's Empowerment Conference Butterfly Bash. And the butterfly, of course, represents the rash that appears on a lupus patient's face. But it also represents prosperity, transformation, rebirth, hope, those type of things. So I'm adamant about using the butterfly, and some people who don't even know my name, they will remember the butterfly, and they don't remember my name, they call me the butterfly lady, and that's because of the butterfly. So the butterfly reminds me of where I've been in terms of my difficult life or time with lupus, and to my present moment, where we are always transforming and growing, and, you know, and life is about hope and getting up when you fall down and keep it moving forward.
That's, you know what, as you were talking, and I was just listening to everything you had to say, and And just thinking about walking so intimately with this disease, with my niece and my nephew and my sister, and I literally walked intimately with all of them. My niece probably less than others because I was living in Washington D.C., but calling her all the time. And when she was diagnosed, both she and her brother, she was diagnosed with lupus and was diagnosed like about in October, and by December she was gone. It happened just that fast. That she had made a transition, and it just attacked her so ferociously. And I think up until that time, our family was very we looked at lupus as because my sister Portia had battled it all her adult life, and she had battled it so well that we were the conqueror of lupus. Lupus was not the conqueror of us because of how she endured it. She went through the stages of, she went to take a flu shot, came home, took a nap, woke up. She was paralyzed from the neck down, couldn't move.
Yeah.
She did get back some of her mobility, but she never came back 100%. So when we looked at it, and I remember a conversation having with my sister Patricia before she was diagnosed with lupus, and we were saying how because of the way Portia was, that you know, we were saying, you know, you just have to keep moving, you have to keep doing. And Portia's son, he was diagnosed, it wasn't so much lupus, but it was in that family, scleroderma. And within like about 2 years, he was gone. But again, a battler. He was a fighter, and he kept fighting all the way to the end. And my sister Patricia, when she went to Desert Storm, and as a result of all the chemical warfare and the anthrax, it ignited a whole bunch of diseases in her, and one of them was lupus. And again, just, you know, the faith walk was so tremendous with them that it was just amazing some of the things that they would do, and they never gave up till they took their last breath. And I know my nephew, my sister Portia, and my sister Patricia, they went out fighting. They were like, oh, no, lupus will not kill us. And one of the things that my sister told me, Portia, she said, lupus will not kill me. And she said, it will not kill me. And lupus didn't kill her. It was complications from surgery. But one of the things about lupus that I have found in talking to people, because oftentimes they look healthy, they don't look like anything's wrong with them, but
right.
I think that's one of the reasons why people almost try to keep secret about it, because of how people treat them, because they don't understand the extremeness of what they're going through in the inside of their bodies.
Right, right. I mean, and it's so funny you would say that. Well, not funny, but it's a lot of people. You're right. It's a ton of them who will just keep it from their boss, keep it from their family, don't want nobody to know. And because you're absolutely right. It's like, oh, there ain't nothing wrong with you. Yep, just because you don't see a scar on them, or you just can't see it on the outside, doesn't mean like that there's something not going on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But for me later on, I end up losing my hair. But a lot of it, you know, side effects from the medication too. And it's funny. Mm-hmm. Well, you had mentioned early on about your sister being a guinea pig, because they didn't know of very many people back, you know, in the 70s who had the lupus. So,
right.
And they kind of still doing that now, because one of the medications that they had me on, is it phenobarbital? Oh gosh, what's the name of the medicine? Well, however, it was one of the Plaquenil, I think what it's called, that they were basically experimenting using that drug on a young lady who actually was diagnosed in the 60s, late 70s, and she was, one of the women that I met as a child at some of those lupus group meetings, you know. And I can remember when they issued me that particular drug after being on the steroids for a long period of time, and I had lost my hair and ballooned up to nearly 200 pounds from the steroids, but had gotten a little bit better, and they were trying out this new medicine, and she was one of the persons that they used it on. But I also remember asking them at the time, because I knew it was fresh. It was one of those drugs they were experimenting with. I wanted to know if I decided to have children, which I was told not to, what would it do to the feet over the long term of this medicine? And I had all these questions, and the doctors at the time could not answer me. And not advocating not to take your medicine, because that's not what I'm saying. But after that had transpired, I have to admit, I took myself off of medication. And no, you're not supposed to. Now, the steroids, if you know, I've done that too with the steroids and made myself sicker, because at the time I was on so many drugs, and dealing with peer pressure, like I said, and to balloon up, to go from looking regular to not regular and people treating me different, that's the reason why I took myself off of the prednisone. But later on, it was the doctors not giving me an answer of what was the long-term side effects, because they still didn't know, because they were still doing studies with this particular drug. So, but personally, right. I've been off former medication for over 8 years, and I use diet. That's me. Yeah, everybody is different. It's like, just like everybody's personality is different, so is lupus in each person. So I've been eating. I've changed the way I eat, you know, in terms of I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian now right after I experienced discoid lupus. Which is of the skin, which you have lesions on the skin or whatnot. So I have a permanent scarring in the back of my head from discoid lupus and a mark on my face, which most people think is just a birthmark. But however, with that being said, that's the whole point of hosting the butterfly bash, so people can learn about it. Because, yeah, you may have this scar, and it can be a discoid lupus. Or, once again, you may be limping, and people want to know why you're limping or why you have the discoloration of the fingers and or whatnot. It's lupus in the various forms of it. So we still need to get the word out, and it's so to people who are impacted by it personally, because statistics show that 1.5 Americans suffer from the disease, and it continues to be the most unrecognized disease. And 90% of those with lupus are women, and it is 2 to 3 times more prevalent in African Americans versus Caucasians. And lupus deaths are 3 times higher for people of color.
Sandy, it's so important for us to understand. You said a key component of how you have fought lupus, and I know my sister Patricia, I do believe that really elongated her life, was her watching her diet. Because not only did she have lupus, but because of Desert Storm, all of the things that happened to her in Desert Storm, she suffered from 78 diseases and 5 that could kill her instantly. And one was lupus, scleroderma, heart disease, and it was some others that could kill her instantly for virtually 20 years. But she really watched her diet, and she really watched what she ate. So most people didn't know that she was as sick as she was. And I think that diet plays a key role in our life.
Yes.
And especially when you're battling a sickness like lupus, you really need to watch your diet, because your diet can contribute to your stress, and lupus is a stress-triggering disease.
Absolutely. And see, the thing is, flour, like the white things in your diet, flour, salt, sugar, and milk, flour and salt interferes with your circulation, causing arthritic pain. Sugar inhibits the absorption of vitamins needed for basic maintenance and repair. And milk produces mucus, which causes toxins to stay in the body. So all of these things can be substituted with healthier alternatives, but these are things we need to consider. You know, but growing up, we were used to eating fried foods, but things were a little different back in the day. But however, just health in general and the way you eat, whether you have an illness or not, can predict what your life will be like. I mean, I don't know if you do eat meat. So if you just eat pork, or you notice when you eat pork or you eat a big dinner and it includes meat and a lot of starch, you automatically get what we call the itis. You know what I'm saying? So something happens to your body, whether you are, you have an illness or not, because it takes longer for your body to break those things down. And technically, our bodies weren't built from a cow. It's actually supposed to be for the calf, not for us. So you know, right. But it's getting back to the realization or the reality of things. We're actually supposed to be eating live foods. And what I mean by live foods, it's things that grow. So if things that grow, right. you know, if we ate those things, it will in turn help to rebuild our cells. And sometimes I get off track. I haven't been juicing and doing the things that I should do. But I know, you know, I know better, and I don't go too far off track. Like the other day, I just had to have some ice cream. Well, I had some ice cream, but, yeah, I was full of mucus, too, right after, because it's something that I don't normally do as often. But I reeled myself back in and got back on track. But diet plays a key part in, the, you know, with those who do suffer from lupus. And otherwise, you know, just in general. Health reasons. We need to
you know, I have another sister who suffers from lupus. She's still with us. And, you know, she's changed her diet and she's done all these things. But this is the craziest thing. Now, she has had a couple of heart attacks and she lost a toe. They had to cut her baby toe off because it just, you know, she didn't get circulation. Now, this is just funny. It's funny, but it's not because it's crazy. In her mindset, she has eliminated eating the pork, eating the beef, and eating all this other stuff. She tries to maintain her stress level, but she smokes. And I was like, this is crazy. Just so crazy. But she smokes cigarettes. And yes, she does. And she justifies her smoking these cigarettes. I'm not laughing. And one time she was in the hospital, and I was talking to the doctor, and, you know, she was telling him, oh, she think it was the pork, and she think it was this. And so while we were there, she had a call, and just before he walked out the door, he told me, he said, this is one thing I know. He said, I don't know if it's the pork. I don't know about all that other stuff. He said, but I do know that smoking will do it. And smoking, especially with lupus, you really need to keep your circulatory system in good shape.
Hello.
And for some reason,
for sure.
But I'm telling you, she suffers. She also suffers from lupus, and like I said, she has already lost a toe, you know, to lupus. And she says, "Well, I maintain my stress, and you know, I wasn't just going like they were. My other two sisters were just they were like we are the conquerors. Lupus is not the conqueror of our lives, and we're not going to stop living." Or just say, okay, well, I'm not going to do that and I'm not going to do this because of lupus. But, you know, when we are thinking about this whole disease, I don't want people to think that lupus conquers you. Because one thing about
right.
Sandy and the whole she's empowered and the butterfly bash is she's allowing people to celebrate their life regardless if they suffer from lupus or not. Because as we said earlier, people will sit there and talk about you almost in front of your face like they're just lazy, they're just this, they just don't want to do
right.
it. And it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with you can't. It's not that you don't want to. You can't do it. And so to,
right.
to come up with the butterfly bash, and I was up on your site and just looking at the beautiful, like the butterfly hats and all of the different ways in which you celebrate using the butterfly. Because one of the things we know, the butterfly began as a caterpillar, sort of a slimy animal, a slimy insect that crawls around. But then it becomes this beautiful butterfly to just celebrate.
Yes.
And so when you think of lupus and you think about that almost like we'll call it the ugly caterpillar as opposed to the butterfly that accentuates the face around the eyes. And for you to take that and just make it into something so positive, and, you know, you say that there's prosperity, there's hope, and there's transformation in the butterfly that you talk about. And you should go to her website. It's her website is she'sempowered.com. And you can see these beautiful costumes that people have made, the costumes, the hats that they've made in celebration of just living and in their life and knowing that lupus has no dominion over them. They have dominion
right.
over lupus. And Sandy, I think you're doing an absolutely fantastic job when it comes to getting this message out. And it's so important in the African-American communities because we are affected by it. And yet and still, many of us still will not do what it takes in order to live a healthy life even if you've been diagnosed or not, you still should do it. You still should try to live healthy. But definitely if you're diagnosed, to change your diet, to manage your stress level, and to get involved in organizations like Sandy's. She's empowered. I mean, that's a way that you can increase the awareness of lupus so people will not have to suffer in silence. So tell us more about the butterfly bash and what happens there.
Okay, oh, so glad. It's so much fun, and then the feedback has been just phenomenal. So every year I really try to bring a program that will, when you leave, I want you to say, oh, I wonder what you're going to do next year. I'm definitely going to come back. So, of course, we do an overview of lupus because we want to get the word out about lupus. But, and then we will have a variety of people on the program. So every year, either I have doctors, OBGYNs on the program. I have had skin doctors, a variety of people. I've even had cancer survivors to talk about their story, the one young lady who lost her leg to cancer. I had another lady who was being so bad that and she was shot and stabbed in front of her children and left for dead by her husband, but she lived. So, but I do have those serious things on the program, but I turn it around and I pick it up with comedy. So I always have a comedian on the program after we have these serious talks. But this year it's all about entertainment to the heels. But a few years back, I've had a contortionist because I do surprise entertainment because I want people to have a ball when they're there. So even when I have people who are there with lupus, by the time you leave my program, you're going to be laughing and feeling so good, you're going to totally forget that you have lupus anyway. So one year I had a couple of stilt walkers, African drummers, and a contortionist, this lady who folded herself up and put herself in a box. So that was a surprise. So this year I'm working on surprise entertainment. But every year I like to finish with a fashion show because I do have my BFA in fiber arts. So that's one of my passions. So we always end the program with a butterfly-themed fashion show. So this year it's a fantasy fashion show. So we have designers who are going to do some off-the-wall, crazy, fun things. And then we're going to have another form of surprise entertainment this year. And then we're going to have live music performed by Brandon Williams, who is a Grammy Award winner, and he's here in the city of Detroit. His album has top 10 on iTunes and in the UK, and so and we're going to have another comedian this year. This year we have more men. Normally we have women, majority women on the program, but this year we just wanted to do a little something different. So we have a male comedian this year, and we have, like I said, a band, and it's going to be some males performing. And then we always honor women who have done some great things in the community. In the past, I've honored Gail Perry Mason, Tracy McCaskill, Coco with WGLB. A lot of people don't know that it's an African-American woman who runs Shane Park, and it's called The Right Production. I honored her last year, Shaida Mayusi. But this year, we're going to be honoring Dr. Sherney, who is the medical director over the Sickle Cell Foundation. We're going to honor a businesswoman by the name of Nefertiti, who is the owner of Textures by Nefertiti. We're honoring Pam Perry. And if you are if you're an author, everybody who is an author knows Pam Perry, and she's a PR coach.
Know Pam Perry.
Yeah. So we and Katrina Student, who her husband is the owner of the restaurant 1917 American Bistro. She's also a cancer survivor, and a lot of people don't know. She is one of the main individuals who put on that big old cancer walk that takes place every year when there is a whole bunch of folks in the street. This young lady, she is the co-chair of that huge walk. Well, we honor her this year as well.
Oh, great. I mean, that is, you know, that is phenomenal because, you know, it's just bringing that awareness. And, you know, sometimes when people feel as though that God has given them a vision and God gave you this vision and you are really working this vision, so I really commend you. But, you know, for people that God may have given them a business or a vision, what would you tell them? What would you tell them to do as far as doing whatever God tells them to do? Because I know when you started out, if you could just sort of give us some ideas about when you started out and how everything worked out for you.
I would say the number one thing is do not listen to the negative chatter in your head that's telling you, no, you can't. And definitely don't listen to the naysayers who say you can't or you won't do it or it's stupid. Those are the two number one things. I mean, well, they both one and the same. I would say first faith. You got to have faith. You got to know. If you feel it inside, it is something that God has blessed you to do. If I have listened to half of the folks that told me don't, it ain't going to work, you know, that's stupid, spend your money on that, all of that, I would not be in Black Magazine. They did a spread on me, a two-page spread. I didn't even know they were going to do that. You know, I've had Black Enterprise.
That was an awesome blurb that they did on you.
I mean, that's the thing. You have to, if God gave it to you, it's a reason for it. I'm going to tell you, I questioned half of the things that I went through. I even questioned why I was diagnosed with lupus, but I now know why. That struggle was to help me help other people, and that's what I've been doing. And I think as long as you're serving with the gifts you've been given and you're doing it from your heart, you will be blessed. You just got to hang in there when it seems like, oh, this is just not working. Because I'm going to tell you, if I tell you some of the things that have transpired with me doing this butterfly bash, you would probably question why I'm still doing it now. But
no, I don't think I question you because I know when God gives you something and you question yourself, why am I still doing this?
Right.
So I understand.
Exactly. So, but it's the feedback that I get. I have on my Instagram account, I just posted it. It's a young lady said, I know I don't, she just sent it to me like a couple days ago. I know I don't know you personally, but just reading about your story, you have truly inspired me. And she went on and said some other things, but it's just those things that kind of give you that motivation to keep moving forward. And you know you're doing God's work when you begin to touch people you don't even know, you never met before. And it's not about me, and that was my thing. I had to start taking me out of it. Like a couple of years ago, I ran into a really difficult situation at a venue where I was hosting my butterfly bash. It was by far the worst experience anybody could ever experience, and I never called the venue out or anything because that's not what I was supposed to do, and that's not how I roll. But from that event, I got more positive feedback about the people who didn't know about the stuff that transpired, such as my mom cleaning up vomit that left from a previous party. You know, it's just some things happened but I still kept pressing forward despite some of that negative stuff that transpired because it's bigger than me. I was going to stop that time, that year, because I'm like, I can't do this. It's too much stress. But someone came up to me and said, it's not about you. It's about what God has you to do for others. It's what you're doing for others and giving them hope. And I believe in my heart that is the reason why I am not having the symptoms of lupus. I believe that. I don't care if folks think I'm crazy, but this is what I believe in my spirit. I have not had to deal with lupus in no pain. I've had no pain, no symptoms. I had to deal with the discoid lupus when I was working for the city, and it was just marks on me, but I really didn't have to deal with any the symptoms I dealt with years ago when I was close to death's door, not once, not twice, but three times. I almost died three times. But I believe because I'm doing this, not me, to empower other, I believe, you know, that's where the strength, and something comes sporadically or miraculously to give you the strength and the energy to keep doing these things that you want to do if you believe in God and trust in God and know that God is giving you this vision to go forward. And as long as you're serving others, baby, there's no way you can go wrong. So you just got to keep the faith. That's my number one thing. Keep the faith and just keep it moving.
And you know, and you really do. You have to understand that everything that God gives you, whether it's a business, whether it's a nonprofit, as He has given to a nonprofit is a business that He has given to Sandy. But whatever He's given you, you're going to run up against some obstacles. There are going to be some days that you're going to question whether or not you want to keep doing it. But you know what? But you have to keep fighting. And she said once. She said something that was so key. She said, it's not about you. Now, listening audience, repeat that. It's not about me. It's beyond me. It's about the cause. And when you can get to that place, you're able to do things that you didn't think that you would be able to do because you move outside of yourself And then that is when you begin to move really into the realm where God has you to be. So always remember that whatever God has given you, it is beyond you. But everything that has happened to you in your life, he is going to use it to glorify him, to turn it around for his good. He's always going to use it to turn around for his good, and keep that in mind. And so if you get weary, if you're out there, you're looking to start a business, you're looking to have a nonprofit, you're looking to do a CD, you're looking to write a book, please don't get discouraged. Continue to do it, because it's beyond you. There is somebody out there that needs what you got. So don't give up. Don't cave in. Just grab a hold of God with everything you can. You know, like you're riding on a roller coaster. You know how you close your eyes and you're getting ready for that dip? But you have to just trust God every step of the way. And that's what Sandy has done. She has trusted God every step of the way. Sandy, tell us exactly where the Butterfly Bash is going to be held this coming weekend.
Okay. The Butterfly Bash will take place on Sunday, May the 17th. And as you mentioned earlier, May is Lupus Awareness Month, so that's the reason why I host it in May. But it's going to take place at May 17th, this Sunday, coming up at the Dr. Charles H. Wright Museum from 4 to 8 p.m. And we add a little spin to it. We added a little butterfly Mardi Gras flavor. So we're asking people to wear their mask. And if you don't have a mask, we will have masks on hand for you to purchase. And just come and be prepared and be open to learn some new things and to just enjoy yourself. That's what it's about, enjoying yourself, enjoying the moment. Because, you know, life is, it can be a roller coaster. So we have to take each minute, each second, and just eat it up. Just eat it up. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful world. It's wonderful to wake up and breathe. Because I'm going to tell you, everybody's not waking up. So, you know, not everybody made it to this guy. So just, it's about enjoyment this year and of course, spreading lupus awareness. And we're going to love on some of the lupus survivors that's going to be in the audience this year. And once again, we're going to have live music, comedy, fashion show, and honor some phenomenal people doing some great things in the community. We'll have vendors on hand. We're going to have like 12 vendors this year. And just be prepared to have fun, and we'll have some delicious treats. And some healthy stuff that look good and taste good for individuals who want to purchase a ticket. You can purchase it online at www.butterflybash2015.eventbrite.com, or you can go to Eric's Ivan Frame on Livernois between 6 Mile and Puritan, or you can go to Textures by Nefertiti, which is on Cass and Willis, downtown Detroit. And we look forward to you joining us on Sunday, May the 17th.
And, you know, and for those of you who can get there, get there. And if you have any family members who suffer from lupus, get them out. Take them there so they can see the celebration that's happening. And they can just feel good about themselves. I'm telling you, because after walking this walk with my sisters and my niece and my nephew, one of the things that I can truly say to you is that you want to make sure that you love on them, that you support them, because they really do need it. They need people to support them, to know their love, to know that they are valued and that they're cherished, because that all helps in the whole process of suffering from lupus. I am so excited that you came to be with us on today, Sandy. I thank you for accepting our invitation to come out and to be with us. And I know you do the face painting. Did you start doing the face painting because of the mask, because of that butterfly mask that's associated with lupus? I mean, how did you get into that?
And it, you know what? I kind of stumbled into that. Number one, I would say because I missed out on a lot of my childhood because I was sick from lupus, that's kind of where my inner child kind of, you know, can go wild. And that's kind of where Sandy's Land developed in terms of me doing things for children. Mm-hmm. But so that's kind of where the face painting came from. But later on, you know, I started doing little stuff. But then I would have to say it, the butterfly, that, you know, that ideal of the butterfly just hit me, and it just kind of, it just ran. It just, something happened, and I And it's nothing but God, and you know that. It's nothing but God. So, and it kind of did develop from that. The lupus and the butterfly kind of played into me taking the face painting to the whole next level. So when I go out to face paint, I actually wear a butterfly on my face. So that is my trademark as a face painter, because most face painters or clowns, because I'm not a clown, they have the red nose, the red eyes, and all that, you know, the, whatever. They have that clown look. Well, me, what places me, you know, off to the side from everybody else is because I always wear a butterfly. Because once again, it reminds me of where I've been in terms of my struggle with lupus, but where I'm going, or I should say growing, because we are always growing, transforming, and, you know, just molding into what God wants.
Breaking out of that cocoon.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's what life
breaking,
is all about.
Breaking out of that cocoon. And I think that I think that it's phenomenal that's what you're doing, to help people break out of that cocoon of the debilitating of, that lupus tries to have on them.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So, yep, that's kind of where the butterfly came from, and even, you know, adding it, it's me, it's who I am, and it's the butterfly, and it is breaking out of that cocoon, all because we all are always growing. We are all always growing, and that's what life is all about, growing. And you can't let something like lupus, cancer, scleroderma, heart attack, whatever, you can't let those things, divorce. Or your child moving out, you just can't let things just hold you back or hold you down.
That's
you know,
true.
You just gotta keep growing, keep spreading your wings and flying.
And that's exactly what you have to do. You have to keep spreading your wings. You got to keep flying. You got to know that God has told you to soar, to mount up with wings as eagles, and that means that you must soar. You must soar through life. And not allow just the vicissitudes of life to get you down. You know, each and every person that was created, we are created, and there are going to be certain crosses that we have to bear. But we also was created in order for us to soar. That God has given us our gifts and talents in order for us to soar, to make a difference, to be a marketplace change agent, a marketplace influencer. God has given us all of that. I want to just thank Sandy for coming and being with us on today. And I know that you're going to have a great time on Sunday. Unfortunately, I have a previous engagement because when I saw the 17th, I said, oh, I'll be able to go. And then I realized I have a previous engagement. I will not be able to be there, but I am definitely encouraging each and every one of you to be there. Go out there and support the Butterfly Bash. Go out there and support lupus survivors and those who are still suffering from lupus, and go out there and support Sandy F. And so I want to also say, go to our website, www.jackieshowers.com. You can sign up to receive a complimentary coaching session, a one-on-one session with me. So you want to make sure you go out there. Make sure you subscribe to our e-blast list so you can stay abreast of everything that we're doing. But even more than that, that we can send you empowering messages every single day to empower you in order for you to experience everything God saw, so then you can experience the spiritual abundance and wholeness and wealth that God has for your life. I'm so excited that we sort of went away for a little while on our Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, but we are back now. We will be back here every Monday at 12 noon, and we hope that you will be here to join us. And again, I want to say thank you to my guests. I want to say thank you to Sandy for coming and being with us, and I also want to say thank you to our listening audience for coming and being with us once again. And you all have a great, blessed, productive, and prosperous week. And I look forward to you coming and being with us again on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. learn more about the meeting.